Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. And yes, again, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, last week we ended looking at the simple truth that God has not given us things, but He has given us Christ, in whom are all the things of God. Let me say that again. God has not given us things, but He has given us Christ, in whom are all of the things of God. Indeed, whom the fullness of God dwells. And you can see that in Colossians 1 and 9 and 2 and 3 and 2:10 and 4 and 12. And what this means to us is if we are seeking the things of God, or if we are seeking an experience from God, or if we are trying to discover the way to walk with God, or if we are trying to enter into anything at all having to do with God, we are seeking these all in vain if we are seeking them apart of Jesus Christ Himself. Practically speaking, this means that if we want to really know the will of God, and if we really want to know the truth, we need to first come know Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. If we want to know the will of God, and we really want to know the truth, the one and only truth, we need to know Jesus Christ, who said to Thomas in John 14 and 6, I am the one and only truth. There is none other. I am the one and only life. There is no other. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If we want wisdom, then ultimately we must know Jesus Christ, who is made unto us wisdom, as Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 1 and 30. Do we need sanctification? Well, how about, you know, righteousness? Or how about redemption? Well, if so, God the Father, the husbandman, has made Christ to be these realities to us and in us. Again, see 1 Corinthians 1 and 30. Do we need life? He, Jesus, is the life. Let me say that again. He, Jesus, is the life. In short, we do not need things. Oh no, God has no things to give us, independent of His Son. Let me say that again. That's so important. In short, we do not need things, all of those things we think we need. God has no things to give us, independent of His Son. If we have any need, God says, you can find it in my Son. If we have any need, my friend, God says that we can find it in His Son, Jesus Christ. This, my friend, is why there is such a great emphasis in the New Testament upon knowing Jesus Christ. This is not a doctrine or head knowledge. Oh, no. It is spiritually knowing and experiencing Christ. Wow, that's powerful. How can we experience Christ unless we first come to know Him? How can we experience Christ unless we know Him? Knowing always comes first. Let me say that again. Knowing always comes first. Experiencing comes second. God has made us one with His Son when we are saved. That's right. You know, the Christian life is no more than a matter of God forming Christ within us in a way that will completely alter not only our perspective, but everything else. But it will also alter our heart and our will and our intentions, and lastly, our character. Oh boy, our character. Look out, I'm going to start stepping on toes now. Did you know, my friend, God's number one focus in our lives is not our service to Him or to man, or how much money we give to Him or to man, or how long we can pray or fast or any of those religious things. But God's number one focus in our lives is our character. How much have we allowed God to form Christ in us? Paul writes in Galatians 4:19, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Now, the word again here does not really speak well of the Corinthian church's commitment and dedication and spiritual maturity. Oh, no. In verse 20, Paul writes, I desire to be present with you now and to change my voice for it. Now, notice, I stand in doubt of you. Paul in verse 19 was travailing in sorrow, you know, just like a woman having a baby, over the Corinthian church, walking away from the grace of God for the Jewish law. Wow. The grace of God, what Paul taught on his first missionary journey back in 46 to 48 AD. And now around 50 to 52 AD, Paul writes the book of Galatians saying, "For I stand in doubt of you." Wow, let me say that again. Paul writes, "For I stand in doubt of you." Now, if you think that was hard for Paul to write, can you imagine what Paul felt, what was going through Paul's mind as he was waiting to be beheaded in Rome in 66 to 67 AD when he wrote in 2 Timothy 1 and 15, and of course he's writing this to Timothy, "This thou knowest, that all that are which in Asia," wow, or what we call the country of Turkey, where the seven churches in the book of Revelations 1 through 3 are listed, "be turned away from me. All that is in Asia has turned away from me." Well, what happened? Well, I will tell you, little to no character of Christ. And because of the lack of godly character being built in the churches in these areas in Turkey and surrounding lands today, the Islamic religion rules the hearts and minds of the people of Turkey and the surrounding lands. You know, countless millions of dollars are spent every year by Christians trying to build Christian character. Wow, that's right. Many Christians go to seminars and conferences in an attempt to learn how to develop Christian character. Oh my goodness. Many Christians, they buy how-to books or self-help books to achieve certain Christian, you know, character results. Then there's the seeker-friendly folks from the seeker-sensitive movement with their, you know, with their 40 days of purpose programs. We fast and we pray and we study and we strive in all attempt to find or practice a way that will get us into a better relationship with God. But Jesus says, no. Do you want to know the way, even in building Christian character? Well, he says, "I am the way." Not all of the seminars and the conferences and the books, you know, like Rick Warren's, you know, Purpose Driven Life and all of the other self-help books out there. Most Christians run from seminar to conference and build nothing about the character of Christ in them. You know, I was in Romania on a Sunday, and a pastor of a huge, big church in Romania, we were sitting there, and he said, since have been coming to Romania for over 25 years, how can the church in Romania do better spiritually? Now, I will say most Christian churches in Romania are really spot on, like Bethel Church in Constanza. But here, I stumbled, not wanting to offend him and hurt his feelings, but I should have told him that the Romanian church, and that's in quotation, needs to stop following after the American church, and that's in quotations, and stop going to all of the fruitless seminars and conferences. Wow. Stop all of that running here and running there and just open up the Bible and allow God to speak to you. Come to know the way, the truth, and the light, and you won't need to run to all of these conferences. And I promise if I ever see him again, I will tell him so. In short, there is no way to experience God or live in His purpose except we live in and out from His Son. Oh, let me say that again. There is no way to experience God or live in His purpose except we live in and out from His Son. The way, the one and only way, there is none other. And more next week as we continue to look at the way, the one and only, there is no other way, Jesus Christ. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that this makes sense, that you're just not listening to it because it sounds good, because truth will do that. Truth will affect our spirit, but we must get it into our spirit. If we do not get truth into us, then we will never ever get it. God bless. Talk to you next week. Amen.